Amnesty International and the Family Planning Association will today host a delegation of Labour MPs in Belfast, led by Shadow Secretary of State Owen Smith. They're going to meet with a number of key individuals and organisations working alongside Amnesty. They're calling, of course, for reform of Northern Ireland's abortion law, and the Shadow Secretary of State Owen Smith is on the line. Mr Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You're coming to Belfast today for this specific issue, but you're coming to Belfast on a day when we seem to have stalled these talks again.
Yeah, indeed. It looks as though they've delayed the all-party talks that were planned for today until tomorrow. I'm hopeful that it's going to go ahead tomorrow, but I don't think even that is clear. Apparently, yes, there is some progress being made. I spoke to Karen Bradley, the Secretary of State, just yesterday evening for half an hour or so, and she still remains optimistic that a deal can be done, but there is yet another delay. I think in part it is about logistics. I don't believe that the Taoiseach, the Irish Deputy Foreign Minister, Simon Coveney, could attend today, so that may be one of the reasons. And obviously Karen Bradley is in these important talks about Brexit and the Irish border today, so there are perhaps some logistical reasons as well as the usual impasse between the parties.
But your side of the water, are they not giving up the ghost on us?
No, I think there is deep frustration both sides of the water about, you know, the same story having been told by the governments for the last 12 months, if you like. You know, optimistic that the deal could be done, but no certainty that a deal is going to be done, and no knowledge really on the part of the people who really matter as to what the problem is right now and what where progress is made and where there are still disagreements. So deep frustration that I completely understand and I share, but they are singing from the same hymn sheet, the government and the parties. They are all saying that a deal is still possible, so fingers crossed.
But the likes of the leader of the SDLP saying this morning, you know, ring us when you've got something to tell us. That sounds a bit frustrating.
Well, I think Colin Eastwood is obviously understandably deeply frustrated, as I'm sure the UUP and the Alliance are too, because this has been unusually very much a conversation in the dark for most people between DUP and Sinn Féin, and that is understandably, I think, very frustrating. I've argued and urged the Secretary of State to bring the smaller parties into the mix much more so than they have been. I think that would help put pressure on the big parties to do a deal. I hope she's taking my word and getting on with that. She certainly did want to, when I spoke to her last, want to have an all-party meeting this week, and I hope that will mark a breakthrough.
Now, you mentioned the SDLP there, and people would argue the reason we don't have a strong Labour Party here is because you have the SDLP option in Northern Ireland, and you're coming to Belfast today to bat alongside Amnesty International. There'd be a lot of people who would support the SDLP who wouldn't be shoulder to shoulder with you on abortion.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right. We still know that it's a very controversial issue, and people have very strong and mixed views, and I respect that. But we are coming today to learn more from the people who are campaigning for liberalisation of the abortion laws, and you know that's what the focus of our day is. Labour said very clearly at the last election that we wanted and felt that abortion rights should be enjoyed, reproductive rights in Northern Ireland as they are in GB, and that's what we're exploring, both the issues around that and how that might change in the years to come.
Do Labour have no respect at all for the unborn child?
Yeah, of course. We understand, as I say, and respect all of those arguments, and they will no doubt be made to us as they are made elsewhere in Northern Ireland over the coming months, especially with the referendum in the Republic, of course. But today is very much an occasion for Labour to hear from some of the campaigners, some of the clinicians, some of the legal people who were involved in their campaign, and we will listen carefully and hear what they've got to say.
But ultimately, what do you want? Do you want the 1967 Abortion Act here in Northern Ireland?
Well, no. I think what we've said clearly is that we want to see reproductive rights extended. Would that mean exactly as we have in the UK, in GB? Not necessarily, but that obviously is, you know, our broad objective, and I think that's the objective of all of the campaigners, and we will be listening carefully to them. And look, we've got to understand that this is a an area where there is devolved competence, and it is an area where there are very mixed views, but our view is very clear that society in Northern Ireland, I think, has moved on to an extent. I think the politicians are behind the people on this issue, and today's an opportunity for us to listen to the people.
But you're unlikely to get the DUP to come across to your line of thinking on abortion. You're unlikely to get many of the nationalist MLAs who come from a Catholic background to have your understanding. So from a devolved perspective, those who want progress may never see any progress. Is it possible that if we have direct rule, it's something that could be easily imposed?
Well, I'm not as pessimistic as you are, as it were, about the changing views of people in politics in Northern Ireland. I've spoken over the last few months to nationalists, Republicans and unionists of all faiths who have shifted their opinions, and I think there is a recognition growing amongst Northern Ireland's politicians of all ilks that public opinion has certainly changed, and I think we will start to see that reflected in the debate. And there is bound to be a fuller debate in Northern Ireland in the next couple of months because of the referendum in the Republic, and because of the strength of opinion felt by campaigners and the strength of the campaign that I think they will be marshalling. So I'm not entirely dissuaded that there might not be, over the years to come, change driven from Northern Ireland, and I hope that is the case.
You would describe it as progress if we had a change in the law in relation to fetal abnormality. You would describe it as progress if there was indeed an option for a woman who was raped to have an abortion. But at what point would you be satisfied? Because these are discussion points at the moment. This is being considered. But the likes of abortion on demand, free for all women who had requested in Northern Ireland, we seem to be poles apart from England on that.
Well, that's what some of the polling shows. That, as I said, I think there is evidence of changing opinion. And I think the very fact that there is such a change that we've seen in the South recently, and an assumption that that referendum, though it will be close, will be won by the campaigners in the South, that is indicative of changing attitudes across the world, if you like. And I think that is also reflected in public attitudes and political attitudes in Northern Ireland.
But do you expect a loud voice from those who see themselves as recognising the rights of the unborn child? It's a very vocal campaign on the island of Ireland.
Yeah, of course. And, it's an emotive issue, and it is one that about which people have great passionate views, and that's completely understandable and to be respected, and we will respect that. But it's also a debate in which we as the Labour Party intend to engage, and we have done at the last election, and we will do in the coming weeks, and I think that's the right thing for us to do as Her Majesty's opposition in London.
And just to clear this up, could it be imposed via direct rule? Is that an easy option for the politicians who don't want to be labelled with it here?
Well, I don't think it's an easy option because, devolution is to be respected, and on an issue that is as emotive and divisive as this, I think it would be difficult to simply impose from Westminster, even if that might make it easier for the parties in Northern Ireland who'd like to avoid engaging in this debate. I think the most important thing is we need to get devolution back up and running, and this needs to be a debate that is driven in Northern Ireland. But in the absence of devolved politicians in Stormont, our job is to reflect these debates and take part in these debates, and that's what we're doing today.
Okay, Shadow Secretary of State, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
That's Owen Smith on his way to Belfast. 90 333 105, 077 66 105 105. We'll be speaking in a moment to a pro-life campaigner. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.